salvation, we were, before the break, we were talking about salvation is a free gift, which it is. You know, the old song says Jesus paid it all, and he did on the cross. But Christian growth is not just automatic. I mean, Christian growth is something that we definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
There's some investment required on our side. I went as a young Christian to hear a speaker one time, and during this Q&A, somebody said, why does it seem like some people are closer to God than others? And the speaker gave an answer that I thought was pretty profound. And he said, some people seem closer to God than others because they're willing to invest time and energy and even years of their life to pursue God. And it dawned on me as I was writing the 21 Questions book, Bill, and it, frankly, it was very convicting to me. It dawned on me, we can have as much of Jesus as we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the thought, we do have as much of Jesus as we want in our life. You know, and I will tell you, that really kind of made me up the ante on my Bible reading and my prayer time and just disciplining myself every day to get alone and get quiet before God. Because, you know, there's not a lot of quiet space in our lives today. And I really think to pursue sainthood, and I'm not meaning that in like some, you know, like getting your picture on a postage stamp. I'm just talking about to be more like Jesus, to pursue Christ-likeness. It's going to take some purposeful commitment in this noisy, busy Wi-Fi world to be still and quiet before God and to realize that God is more concerned about our holiness than our, quote, happiness. If that's going to happen in our life, we're going to have to choose to pursue it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we can say that enough times, Alex, that God is more interested in our holiness than our happiness. Because I think there's a trend that I hear parents saying, well, I just want my kids to be happy. And I always want to say, well, what about having them be holy? I mean, you were talking earlier about couples that are premarital sex and living together before they're getting married, and all of a sudden we can't figure out why they're having trouble in their relationship.
Well, you know, it's almost bred within us from birth up, a mentality of entitlement. I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I deserve happiness. I deserve this, that, or the other. Look, let's be honest. The only thing we really deserve is judgment and hell. And Jesus loves us and gives us forgiveness. He imparts his righteousness to us. The Holy Spirit indwells us. Life is really so blessed, and we in the West, and we're so, you know, fortunate, and we've been prospered, and I get that God has been good, but we in the church have got to get away from this mentality of entitlement and realize that, you know, before a holy God, all we deserved was wrath, and he's been really good to us.